بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فنبدأ درسنا اليوم بالمراجعة. We begin our class today with some review. In our previous class, we talked about some etiquettes of knowledge. What is the most important manner and etiquette of seeking knowledge and learning? Al-ikhlas. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Sincerity.
MashaAllah. What does that mean?
Do it for Allah.
Do it for Allah. Okay, what does that mean? I need you to tell me what you understand. The most important manner in seeking knowledge is that we have to have ikhlas. That means sincerity. Your answer is absolutely correct. But what does that mean, to have ikhlas, to have sincerity? To do what Allah asks. Ahsan, to learn. Ahsanti, to learn, so that we can do what Allah says and commands. That's why we learn and that's why we seek knowledge. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, He commanded us to seek knowledge and He commanded us to worship Him. So therefore we have to have knowledge to know how to do that. We have to have knowledge to know how to do that. Like, what is something that would help the student to have good manners in class?
To remember Allah.
Sometimes the class is long, sometimes the class is hard, or sometimes the class is heavy. And sometimes the student wants to play and move papers and fidget and dream off and not pay attention and think about something and playing and so on and so forth. But what would help them to stay focused and help them to benefit is that they remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that they came here to seek His pleasure and for His reward, and that they are learning for His sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. And also we had learned about the seerah something. What does seerah mean? Ma ma'na seerah?
As-sunnah.
Seerah means sunnah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Where do we learn the seerah from? Where are some of the sources that we learn the seerah from?
The Quran and the Sunnah.
Ahsant, mashallah. Allahumma barik. We learn the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Quran and the Sunnah. Naam, everybody should know some examples from the Quran. But also, what does it mean from the Sunnah? We learn the seerah from the Sunnah. What does that mean? I need some more clarity. Please. From the books of Hadith. So where's from the first places that we will look to find out about the biography of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Sunnah, from the books of Hadith, like what? MashaAllah, Al-Kutub al-Sitta, and the best of them?
Al-Bukhari.
And then Muslim, mashallah. When did Bukhari die, rahimahullah?
256.
What about Imam Muslim?
261.
256, 261. 256, 261. Who knows that number? 256, this is when Imam al-Bukhari, Muhammad ibn Ismail, Abu Abdullah, rahimahullah, he died. And also Imam Muslim, Ibn Hajjaj, Naysaburi, Abu Hussein, Qushayri, rahimahullah, he died in 261, 256, 261. Now we remember them like that. Ahsantum, Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. Taib, what are some of the, who mentioned some names of some scholars from the later generations who wrote about the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ibn Kathir, mashallah, Allahumma barik. What? Ibn al-Qayyim. Naam, Ibn al-Qayyim. Also? Aywa. Shaykh al-Razak, he wrote about Sahih. He has some explanation.
Now he has some explanation and beneficial commentary. Now, صح. Also, Al-Dhahabi. Al-Dhahabi, rahimahullahu ta'ala. So we mentioned in our previous class, Ibn Kathir, wa Ibn Qayyim, wa Al-Dhahabi. And we mentioned one more also, who came a bit later than them. Ibn Kathir, he died in 774. And Ibn Al-Qayyim, he died in 751. And Al-Dhahabi, before him by 3 years, 748. 748. All three of them had the same teacher and same scholar and sheikh that they learned from. Who was that? Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala. When did he die? 728. Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. There was one more who came after them by about 600 years. And he also summarized one of the greatest works of the seerah. He summarized Ibn Hisham, Sirat Ibn Hisham. Ibn Hisham, he died in 217. His name is Al-Shaykh al-Imam Al-Mujaddid Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhab Al-Tamimi Rahimahullah. He died in 1206. And he has Mukhtasar Sirat al-Rasul. Mukhtasar Sirah al-Rasul. Naam. These are some of the sources that we will benefit from. Extra credit point. Pop quiz question. We learned that also one of the scholars, he wrote poetry about the Prophet's life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his biography. What was his name and the name of his poetry? And how many lines was it? Ya tulab al-ilm. A'anakum Allah. A'anakum Allah. طيب افتحوا الدفاتر الأرجوزة المئية نعم في حاري أو في بيان حاري أو في ذكر حاري أشرف البرية نعم باي الأرجوزة المئية. So that means that it is 100 lines of poetry about the situation in the life, the clarification of the best of all of the people, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who was that by? A student of Ibn Kathir. MashaAllah. What was his name? Ibn Abi Al-Izz Al-Hanafi. Al-Hanafi. Rahimahullah ta'ala. He died in 792. This is some of the review that we have. Or some of the things that we reviewed that we have studied in our previous class, walillahi alhamd. We still have one muqaddimah left before we actually begin the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And these are foundations, the muqaddimah, yani these are the foundations and the introduction and the base for our learning. And so we be patient and we learn in this way. We be patient and we learn in this way. The title of this muqaddimah or introduction, fawaid, Dirasati As-Sira An-Nabawiyya. Fawaidu Dirasati As-Sira An-Nabawiyya. Benefits from studying the prophetic biography. Benefits from studying the prophetic biography. Number one. Intabihu, intabihu. Barakallahu fikum. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uswatun lil'alameen wa qudwatun lahum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the role model for mankind and he is their example. For who? For who? Mankind. He's the role model and he is the example sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for mankind. Who knows a proof for that? An-Nabi uswatun lil'alameen wa qudwatun lahum. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ نعم لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمُ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. This verse, we should memorize it. There are certain verses in the Quran we should memorize specifically and understand the meanings and what they indicate and what they are proofs and evidences for, especially in affairs of creed and methodology and understanding, and especially in the affairs that are foundations and fundamentals and usul. Like this one, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily, you have the best role model and example in the Messenger of Allah. Meaning for those who believe in Allah in the last day, and they hope in Allah and His reward and the meeting in the hereafter of Allah Azza wa Jal on the last day. And they hope for the good of Allah, and they strive for that, and they work their righteous deeds, and they remember Allah abundantly. And they remember Allah a lot. Now, because this is a very important point, and this is number one, and we begin with this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakallahu feekum jami'an, wa aslahakum Allah jami'an. He is the role model for mankind, and He is the example for all mankind. Are we from mankind? Then He's our role model. Then He is our role model, and He is our example. And it's not possible to truly follow Him and to be honest and truthful in the claim to take Him as a role model without knowing His sunnah and without knowing the affairs that happened in His life and without knowing His biography. So the means to truly follow Him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is that? What is that? How can one really follow the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can one truly be following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ah. By knowing him and by knowing his biography and by knowing his life and by knowing the things that happened to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he dealt with them and how he lived and how he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this manner, a person can be upon clarity and their shahada anna Muhammad and Rasulullah, and in reality also they will be upon clarity in the first part of that shahada, la ilaha illallah. Now, the second point, siratuhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa hadyuhu mizanun li ma'rifati al-haqqi wal hasani wal tayyibi min al-ashya'i wal umur. That the biography and the sunnah and the life and the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the scale and the means of understanding the truth and that which is good and upright and correct in all affairs. And that which is good and upright and correct in all affairs. نريدكم أن تجلسوا جلسة الطالب كل واحد يجلس جلسة الطالب الآن نحن في درس نعم ومن أهم أمور الطالب في الدرس أنه يتأدب بأدب طالب العلم. It's very important that whenever we come to class we sit the sitting of a student. How does a student sit? And who taught us how a student sits? Rather Jibreel, an angel, he taught us how a student sits. فَجَلَسَ إِلَى النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ وَوَضَعَ خَفَّيْهِ عَلَى فَخِذَيْهِ وَقَالَ يَا مُحَمَّدُ أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَدِيثِ. Now he sat on his like this and put his knees to his knees very close and his hands on his thighs like this, meaning he said in a manner that is proper and he said attentively. And he said in a good manner. And in the end, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ السَّائِلِ أَوْ يَا عُمَرَ أَتَدْرِ مَنِ السَّائِلِ قَالَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَالَمْ قَالَ إِنَّهُ جِبْرِيلُ أَتَاكُمْ يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. From our deen is that we sit proper in class. Jibreel, he came to teach you your deen. You know who that was? That was Jibreel. Alayhi salam, he came to teach you your deen. That's where he came and he sat down in that manner. And he put his knees to the Prophet's knees, sitting close to him. And he put his hands on his own thighs, sitting up properly. And then he asked those questions to learn. So they're in a gathering of knowledge from the best of them, rather the best of them. With the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at this time, the teacher was Jibreel alayhi salam. Okay, so we have to have good manners in class. This is very important. And this is a sign that you have goodness with you, that you're able to maintain these manners. Yeah? And the sign that somebody is has a bad inside is that their outside is bad and their manners are bad. Now, if we have an apple and the outside of the apple is black and moldy, what do you think the inside's like? Sweet and tasty? No. The outside appearance has an expression, and it clarifies what's on the inside. Nam. So the inside, if it's good, then inshallah the outside will be good likewise. So if the inside loves Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Muhammad and it's strong, the inside loves Allah before that and it's strong, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it will have a good outside. But if that love is there, but it's not cultivated and it's a little bit weak, then people, they have bad manners, they act in a bad way, they're rude, they disrupt class, they don't pay attention, they do what they want. They say, I'll do whatever I want, like this. Naam? That's from Shaytan. Shaytan, he does whatever he wants. What happened to Shaytan? He's cursed and he's going to the hellfire. What? Because he does whatever he wants. Allah, he said, Usjud. Usjudu li Adam. Prostrate before Adam. What does Shaytan do? Aba. He refused. He didn't want to. I don't want to do that. So because he did what he wants to do and not what Allah wants him to do, then he's from the people of the fire. Wa kana min al-kafirin. Nasr Allah al-afi wa salama. Okay, so we have to pay attention. We have to have good manners. Naam. This is the means for success in this life. Okay, so the second point is that the biography and the methodology and the way and the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the scale. This is the way how we know good. How do we know if a person is upon khayr? How do we know if I'm upon goodness? How do I know if so-and-so is upon goodness or not? How will I be able to tell what is the truth and what is not the truth? How will I be able to tell that? By comparing that situation to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like this. Now, and there are evidences from the statements of the Salaf. We skip them. Number three. To summarize in time. Number three, ma'rifatu siratihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awnun ala fahmi kitabillah. Who would like to understand the book of Allah? Who would like to understand the Quran? Do you know that from the methodology of understanding the Quran, there are steps? Who knows the first step? Tafsir al-Quran. To explain and understand the Quran. The first step is to, we learned this in tafsir. What is the first step? Al-Quranu bi? Al-Quranu bil-Quran. The Quran by Quran. What about the second way to understand the Quran? Al-Qur'anu Sunnah. Masha'Allah, Mubarak, Ma Mubarak. The Qur'an bi-Sunnah. Al-Qur'anu bi-Sunnah. Ahsant. After that, Al-Qur'anu. We understand the Qur'an by way of the statements of the Sahaba. And after that, the Tabi'een. And then after that, the Arabic language. So, the point is here that by understanding the biography and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll have a true understanding and the correct comprehension of the meanings of the Quran. And especially since many of the verses of the Quran, they were revealed according to events that occurred in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is known as Asbab Al-Nuzul, the reasons for the revelation. And also because we know Aisha radiallahu anha, what does she say about this affair, about the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Kana khuluquhu al-Quran. So his life and his manners were the Quran. So if we want to understand the Quran, we have to understand the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Sunnah meaning any his seerah, his biography and his life, and the way that he lived sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in reality, to truly understand the Quran, rather to truly understand the deen of al-Islam, we have to know the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because whenever we look into the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will see the reality of a tawheed. The reality of a tawheed. Some people, they don't know the reality of a tawheed. And they call and they fall into shirk because of this. And they call on the graves. And they call on the mashaykh. And they say that we only take them as intercessors. But if they had only just learned the very beginning of the seerah and the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see what the mushrikun were upon in the time of the Prophet, they would know that that is shirk. So we learn about tawheed and the rights of Allah azza wa jal and the clarification of the true deen, the deen of al-Islam, the deen of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by learning his seerah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tayyib, number four, the fourth point. What are these points about?
About the seerah.
The benefits from studying. This is why we're going to study the seerah. Why are we going to study the seerah? Because he's the role model for all mankind. And he's our role model. And we want to follow him and take him as an example. And we cannot do that if we don't know his life. We cannot do that if we don't know his way. We cannot do that if we do not know what he was upon, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise, we're studying and we want to learn about the biography of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because if we learn his way and we know his biography and his sunnah and what he was upon sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will be able to see the truth of the rest of the people. Are they upon goodness or are they upon evil? Because he's the scale. So we will not be able to truly understand the reality of good and bad except by first understanding the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It gives us insight into this reality. And likewise, if we want to understand the deen, and we want to understand the Qur'an and the whole religion of al-Islam cannot be clarified except by studying the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is because hayatuhu wa sharifa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kulluha fi al-tatwiq al-amali lil-Qur'ani wa lil-Islam. Because his whole entire life, his noble life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is after prophethood, is all the clarification of how to apply the Qur'an. Naam, his whole life, after he became a prophet, all the way until he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is just applying the Qur'an, every aspect of his life. So then if we want to learn about Islam and learn the Qur'an, we have to learn about his biography, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, number four. Ha, ta'miqu المحبه ما يعني محبه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في قلب المؤمن. That by learning his biography, this will make the love of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم firm and deep in the heart of a believer. Firm and deep in the heart of a believer. Okay, who loves the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم? Who loves Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? Me, I love him. Huh? Who do we love him for?
Allah.
For Allah. Huh? We love him for Allah. We don't love the Prophet for the Prophet. Rather, we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Allah. Naam, for Allah. But we love the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the proper love, the love that's for Allah. The love that's for Allah. And you cannot truly be a real believer. And we cannot truly be a good believer until we love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we love our mom and dad. And more than we love our own children. And more than we love all of the people. We have to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everybody. More than Abu Bakr, more than Umar, more than Uthman, more than Ali radiallahu anhum, more than our mom and our dad, more than our grandpa and grandma, more than our husband or our wife. We love the Prophet more than them. We love the Prophet more than them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love my child, I love the messenger more than my child. I love my wife, I love the Prophet Muhammad more than I love her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love your sister? Yes, you love your sister, but you love Prophet Muhammad more than that. You love your mom and dad? Huh? Yes, we love our mom and dad, but we love the messenger Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than them. He takes precedence and he's number one. Naam, with regards to this issue. I mean, from the people, we don't love anybody more than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a hadith that is muttafaqun alayhi from the hadith of Anas about this, and likewise the hadith of Abi Hurairah in Sahih Bukhari, and likewise the famous hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu in Bukhari, whenever he said that he's walking, it was mentioned that he's walking with the Prophet, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is holding Umar's hand. And he said, Umar, he said, Ya Rasulullah, inna la anta إنك لأنت أحب الناس إلي إلا من نفسي. He said, "Verily, Messenger of Allah, you're the most beloved person to me, except for myself. You know, I love you more than everybody, except for myself." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "No, Umar." He said, "I swear by the one whom my soul is in His hand. I swear by Allah, nam, hatta akuna habba ilayka, min nafsika. Not until I'm more beloved to you even than yourself." And then you know what Umar he said? فَإِنَّكَ الْآنَ وَاللَّهِ لَأَنْتَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ نَفْسِي. Now he said, if that's the case, then verily you are more beloved to me now than even my own self. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Now he has more right for us. Even than our own souls, because if we follow our own souls, what's going to happen to us? If we're left to follow our own selves and our own souls and our own desires, what would happen to us? We'll be misguided. Now, so the only way that we can have happiness in this life and guidance in this life is to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the best examples of that, is the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know? We will learn, inshallah. But just to mention as a brief example, that there were people. They try to fight the Prophet and try to kill him, and they try to shoot him with arrows and throw rocks at him. You know what the companions would do? They'll jump in the way. Before you hit him, you hit me. Before the arrow touches the Prophet, I would die for him. That's how much they loved him. They loved him like this, in this manner. They loved him like this. Intabih ila dars. Not to what's going on around you. Now, all of these things are distractions. Just focus, huh? May Allah make it easy. So then, we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else. More than anybody else. Now, we love him for the sake of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we love him more than all of the people. And how can that love become stronger and stronger in our hearts? If we want to love the Prophet even more, what should we do, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What should we do?
Learn about him.
Meaning learn about his biography and his seerah and his sunnah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number five. Now that we see that, whenever the love of Allah and the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets stronger in the heart of a believer, what happens to his iman? It gets stronger. The iman, the more the person loves Allah, that's the foundation of iman. The more a person he loves Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the stronger his iman becomes. And the better the believer, he becomes a better Muslim. And he becomes a better believer. So the number five is from the greatest means of increasing faith and having strong iman. من أعظم الأسباب لزيادة الإيمان وتقويته دراسة سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. To study the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. You know what Allah He said about those people who disbelieved in Him? أم لم يعرفوا رسولهم فهم له منكرون. Did they not know their own messenger, so they deny Him and reject Him? And if they had truly known the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, they would not deny Him and nor reject Him. If they truly knew the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would not dress like his enemies and imitate his enemies. But because they don't know him properly, and they don't understand his biography properly, you find them doing things contrary to what he was upon, and following a way that he does not like, and even doing things that he prohibited. Iyadhan billah. But if we learn about him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will help us to follow him and to believe in him, and to have more stronger faith in him. And to love him more, and to be more firm upon his way and his path, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is also from the greatest clarifications of the truthfulness of the Prophet, and that he is a prophet of Allah, and that he's a messenger of Allah, and he didn't lie, and he received revelation, and from the proof and testification that he's the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is by reading his biography. is by reading his biography. For the proof he's a messenger, read his biography. The proof he's a prophet, read his biography. Read his seerah, you'll see. These are proofs that the Quran is true, what he came with is true, and that he's the messenger of Allah, and the meeting of Allah is true, and the angels are true, and the Jannah is true, and the day of resurrection is true, and the fire is true. Read the biography, you'll see that. This is from the means of having that faith strengthened and strong. Naam, in the belief in Allah and the last day, in the belief in the messengership of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number six, we're almost finished. Number six, تعريم للمنهج الصحيح في الدعوة إلى الله. If we study the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can see the right way to make da'wah and the right way to call to Allah. Because many Muslims, they're misguided and they claim that they're making da'wah, and they are. They're making da'wah, but they're not calling to Allah. They're calling to misguidance, and they're calling to deviance, and they're calling to different ways, and that's because they don't follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's because they don't truly know his biography sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if we learn his biography and we read in his seerah, we will learn the right way to call to Allah, and the right way to teach Islam, and the right way to learn about the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Who wants to learn about the deen? Who wants to know about Islam? Who wants to know about the sunnah? How is the right way to do that? Is the first thing we study and the first thing we learn about? What's the first thing we learn about? The first thing we learn about is Hajj. Huh? Is the first thing we learn about is Hajj? If we're gonna learn about Islam, the very first thing we study is Hajj. What about, the very first thing we study and we learn about is the laws of inheritance?
No.
Laws of inheritance not important? Super important. Even Allah, He clarified all of that in the Quran. The only rulings that's clarified all the way in the Quran is the laws of inheritance. But there's something more important than that. We learn that importance and those priorities in the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the right way to call to Allah and to learn and to teach al-Islam. Huh? And Allah, He says, for His Prophet to say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَسِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He says, say, Muhammad, say to the people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way. I call to Allah, me, and those who follow me. The true followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they follow him, and they call to what he called to. And that was At-Tawheed. At-Tawheed. Naam, and the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal first and foremost. So what did he call to first? Where do we learn that? In the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's the way to do that? Now, some people, they claim they're calling to Allah, they got music and they're rapping around and dancing around and they're singing rap songs on stage and hopping around, and they claim they're making da'wah to Allah. Other people, they claim they're making da'wah and they're holding hands, hoo 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 hoo, and they start bouncing and flopping on the ground. And this is their da'wah to Allah. Huh? Other people, they're gonna give me your intention. Just make an intention. Make an intention. I'm gonna write. Come on, make an intention. 3 days like this. They're making da'wah to Allah. Come on, 3 days. Who wanna go for the big one? 40 days. Just make your intention. I'm gonna write your name down in the paper right now. You ever heard about that? Alhamdulillah, you never heard about that. I heard about it. That's not the way to call to Allah. We didn't find that in the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We did not find that in the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to do it. How did he call to the people? He's like, dude, was he rude? Follow Islam, what's wrong with you? What, you don't follow you're not going to follow Sunnah? Oh, man, what's wrong with you? Man, you don't know nothing? Huh? Eat with your right hand, what's wrong with you? Did he teach like that?
Yeah.
Huh? Ya gulam. Bismillah. Qul bi yaminik. He taught in a good way. He taught in a nice way. Even people who messed up and they did something bad. Did he go over? Did I smack them up? And yell at them? And pop them upside the head? He didn't do these type of things. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. Could you imagine if he did that? Somebody messed up. What's wrong with you? You don't know how to pray. That's not nice, right? وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you are harsh-hearted and rude, they're going to flee from you. Nobody's going to accept the da'wah like that. He wasn't like that. He wasn't like that. He was very nice. Somebody messed up and he'll tell them in a good way, that's not the right way to do it. Playing with your pen during class and making noises, and that's not the best way to be a student of knowledge. And it's better to just sit and be patient and ask Allah to help you. Now remember Allah, it'll make it easy for you. That's the way. So we do the same thing. We call to Allah the same way He called to Allah. We teach the same way He taught, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with gentleness, with forbearance, being patient, waiting sometimes, knowing kids cannot sit forever, knowing that when we teach our children, we have to be like that. Like the Prophet Muhammad, he was nice. He didn't belittle the students. He didn't belittle the people, even those who made it wrong. Somebody came behind him one time and grabbed him like this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give me some money from the sadaqah. Grab his shirt like this. Give me some sadaqah. Ya Muhammad, give me some sadaqah. Give me some sadaqah. Like that. You know what he said? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grab his shirt like this on his throat. And the companions, they said, and they could see the marks from his clothing on his throat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say? He smiled. Give him some sadaqah. Tafaddal. He smiled. Give him some. Go ahead and give him some charity. It's all good. He's nice. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the way to give da'wah is in a nice way, in a good way. And the way to teach ourselves and our family and our friends, na'am, and the Muslims, is with gentleness and with kindness and courtesy and good manners, being patient. Na'am. Taib. Number 7. And the last one? The last one. I'm gonna end with the question. Who likes to be happy? Who likes to be happy? Who likes to be successful?
Me.
Who likes to have everything going good and smooth?
Me.
Me too. Who likes to be sad? Who likes to be upset? Who likes to worry? Who likes to be scared? Not me. Like, okay, so this one here is very important. من أعظم أبواب السعادة والفلاح في الدنيا والآخرة. From the greatest means to be happy and successful, to be good, and to be safe from worry, to not be afraid, to not be scared, to be safe, to be happy, smile, to have fun in this life and the hereafter, is to know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to know what he was upon, and to know what he received and what he came with, and to follow him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no way to truly have happiness. The people who don't know him, they pretend they're happy, and their happiness maybe is short, but in reality they're miserable. They're miserable and they're not happy. They're happy for a minute, and then whenever their desires are gone, they're miserable, and they start looking for happiness again, and they go and they look here and they look there, and some of them they look over here and they have different friends, and they go over here and they try drugs and alcohol and all these different things looking for happy. He gets on his drugs, he's happy, and then when the drugs are gone, he's not happy anymore. Then he goes and gets the girlfriend and he's happy, and then his girlfriend doesn't like him no more and he's not happy no more, and then he's gonna go find a boyfriend, and then they'll find out that he got 3 or 4 boyfriends. Oh Allah, what about, and he's not happy, and all this crazy stuff that the people do seeking for happiness. A'udhu billah, a'udhu billah. So if you want to be safe from all of that, what do you do? You have to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we say about that? We can't follow him unless we learn his biography, his seerah, learn his way. So the means to success, and the means to happiness, and the means to peace, and the means to goodness in this life, is to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to know his way, and to know what he came with, and to believe in him, and to be upon what he was upon, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the last point that we have. And inshallah, tomorrow we begin studying the biography of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just to mention briefly that we have outline and the schedule, and this semester is, it ends inshallah on takriban, what is the date? Jumada al-Ula al-Thaniya. Yom al-Thani min Jumada al-Ula. Almost. Approximately the 2nd of Jumada al-Ula, which is December 17th. So these classes in the semester continue until that day. Approximately a total of 36 classes. for Asira and Nabawiyah. And likewise, 36 classes for Al-Adab al-Shar'iyyah. So actually the last day will be for the Adab al-Shar'iyyah, and this whole class, and which will be the 17th of December, approximately. So for each subject, 36 classes. So far this is class number 3. Really, for Sirah it's class number 2 with the introduction. So we have how many classes left in this subject? 33, because we took one for the introduction. So be patient. We learn a little by little, inshallah. We start tomorrow with the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the events of his life. And we ask Allah azza wa jalla to give us success and to guide us to that which is correct and to bless us in order to be able to understand that and to follow that. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.